B flute vs C flute, how to choose corrugated board? From Axiom Global Packaging Solutions. The short answer, C flute is the default for shipping cases, because for a given board weight it gives you more cushioning and more stacking strength. B flute is the right call when you need a flatter, more crush-resistant panel and a better print surface, retail-ready packs, heavier print coverage, and boxes that get squeezed rather than dropped. Everything below is how to tell which situation you are actually in, what a flute is, and why the profile matters. Corrugated board is a fluted medium glued between liners. The medium is what carries compression when the box is stacked, and what absorbs energy when it is dropped. The flute profile is defined by two numbers, the height of each arch, and the pitch, how far apart the arches sit. Height and pitch together decide how stiff the board is, how much energy it can absorb, and how flat the printing surface is. Profiles are standardized. Under DIN 55468-1, the common ones fall out like this. See the table in the article for the figures. One practical warning before you go further. Do not identify a flute by measuring board thickness. Caliper varies with converting pressure, moisture and liner choice, so a B flute board and a thin C flute board can measure closer together than the spec suggests. Pitch is the reliable tell. Count the arches over a known length on a cut cross section, away from the crease and away from the edge. B vs C, head to head. C flute is taller. A taller arch has more room to deflect, so it absorbs more energy before the medium collapses, and it puts more material further from the neutral axis, which is what makes a panel stiff in bending. That is why C is the workhorse shipper. B flute is shorter with a tighter pitch, so you get more arches per meter. More arches means more columns supporting the flat surface, which produces a board that resists crush better. The flat, localized pressure of a clamp truck, a tight stack, or a printing nip. The denser support also gives a flatter face, so print and die cutting come out cleaner. See the table in the article for the figures. There is a second order effect worth knowing, because B is shorter, a B flute case has a smaller outside dimension for the same inside dimension. On a tight pallet footprint, or where a case has to clear an existing conveyor or case erector, that few millimeters per wall can be the difference between fitting a layer and losing one. When the answer is neither, E flute, 1.0 to 1.9 millimeters, is for retail and primary packaging. It prints almost like folding cartoon but keeps some structure. It is not a shipper. Double wall BC combines the two profiles and is the usual answer when a single wall C cannot carry the load. You get C's cushioning and B's crush resistance in one board. EB double wall is the premium print version of the same idea. Above that, triple wall for export crates and heavy industrial loads. And sometimes the honest answer is that flute selection is not your problem at all. If your product is failing because it is rattling around inside an oversized box, no flute change fixes that. You need the right internal geometry, a fitment, or a smaller box. Ached or burst, which grade do you specify? Two grading systems circulate and people mix them up constantly. Ached edge crush test measures how much edgewise compression the board takes. It correlates with stacking performance, which is what matters for warehouse and container loads. Burst, Mullen, measures how much pressure it takes to rupture the liner. It correlates with resistance to puncture and rough handling. If your failure mode is a crushed box at the bottom of a stack, specify to ached. If your failure mode is a torn corner from rough handling, burst is telling you more. Specifying a high burst number to fix a stacking failure is a common and expensive mistake. You buy heavier liner and still crush. A worked selection. Say you ship a 12 kg product, single item per case, by parcel, and it sits 3 cases high on a pallet in a regional DC for a few weeks. Hazard, parcel means drops. At 12 kg, an ISTA 3A profile implies a meaningful drop height, so you need energy absorption. That points at C over B load, two cases above the bottom one, so roughly 24 kilograms of static load, but you must derate. Compression strength falls as board takes on moisture, and it falls further under sustained load over time, creep. A box that survives a lab press for a minute is not the same box after 3 weeks in a humid warehouse. Call, single wall C flute, grade chosen against ACT, then confirmed by ASTM D642 compression on condition samples. If the derated result does not clear, the next step is BC double wall, not a heavier liner on the same C note. What did the work there? The lane and the load picked the flute. Nobody's rule of thumb did. Two details that quietly cause failures. Flute direction. The flutes must run vertically in a standing box, so the arches act as columns carrying the stack. Unless you have agreed otherwise, flute direction runs parallel to the box slots. Get this rotated in converting and you can lose a large fraction of your compression strength with a board that looks identical on the pallet. Humidity. Board strength is moisture dependent, which is why test values are only meaningful alongside the climate they were measured in. The standard test climate is 23°C and 50% relative humidity. If your board is specified against lab numbers but lives in a monsoon warehouse or a sea container, you have not specified it for its actual life. How to verify, not guess. Pick the flute from the hazard and the load, then prove it. ASTM D642 for box compression, and the ASTM D4169 distribution cycle or the ISTER profile that matches how the pack really travels, on samples conditioned to the standard climate. If a supplier recommends a flute without asking about your drop height, stack height, dwell time and lane humidity, they are guessing, and you are the one who finds out.